way to her shoulder. Pock circled, trying the stranger's balance. It was good. She tested the stranger's defense on one side, then the other. It seemed weaker to the left, where a formation fighter would depend on shield and shield partner. Perhaps the stranger was not as experienced in longsword. Pox tried a favorite trick, and took a hard blow in return. So the stranger had fenced against longsword, and that trick, before. She tried another, as quickly countered. The stranger attacked vigorously, using things Pox knew could have been learned in the company. Pox countered them easily. She had no advantage of reach against this opponent, and less weight, for she had chosen a light blade, as the High Marshal requested, to test the candidates. They circled first one way, then the other, blades crashing together. Pox still fought cautiously, feeling her way with both opponent and the unfamiliar sword in her hand. She could feel its strain, and tried to counter each blow as lightly as possible, reserving its strength for attack. Suddenly the stranger speeded up the attack, raining blow after blow on Pox's blade. Pox got one stroke in past the other's guard, then took a hard strike on the flat of her blade. This time the sound changed, ringing a half pitch higher. Warned by this, Pox danced backwards, catching the next near the tip, which flew wide in a whirling arc. She parried another blow with a broken blade, and then dropped it as it shattered, and backed again from a sweep that nearly caught her in the waist. "Wait!" shouted the High Marshal, but the stranger did not stop. Pox knew Leith had her second blade ready, but she was backed against the far side of the space. Dagger in hand, she deflected a downward sweep that still drove the chainmail into her shoulder. The stranger laughed. "You are no paladin. You had the chances, that's all." This time, Pox recognized the voice. "Bara!" At that, another laugh, and the stranger raised her visor to show that familiar, angry face. I always said I could take you." Again, the sword came up for a downward blow. But Pox moved first. As fast as Bara was, she had the edge of initiative, and slipped under the stroke. Her fingers dug into Bara's waist, and she hooked her shoulder under Bara's arm, flipping her over. Bara landed flat on her back, sprawling and half-stunned. Pox had her own sword's tip at her throat before she could move. For an instant, rage and excitement nearly blinded her. She could have killed Bara then, but her control returned before she did more than prick her throat. When she could hear over the thunder of her own pulse, the High Marshal was speaking. "Your challenge of arms, Lord Verakai, is defeated." With ill grace, the Verakai bowed. "So I see. My pardon, Lord Duke." Duke Phelan bowed, silent, and waited while the Verakai turned to go. Then the Verakai turned back. "I should have known better," he said, "than to believe one of your veterans. Are they all such liars, Lord Duke? And if so, can we believe this paladin of yours?" Phelan paled, but did not move, and the Verakai shrugged and walked out. Then Phelan looked at the High Marshal. "Sir Marshal, my defense is proved by arms, but at the cost, it seems, of something I hold more dear, the good opinion of my veterans." "Or one of them, Lord Duke. It is a rare commander who has not one bitter veteran, and you were defended by one." "Yes." The Duke came to where Pox still held Bara at sword's point. "Lady, if you will, permit her to rise." Pox bowed, and stood back a pace, still holding Bara's sword. The Duke offered a hand, which Bara refused, scrambling up on her own instead. She scowled at him. "Will you say, Bara, why you chose to serve my enemy?"